AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A public hearing on Capitol Hill today with former Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith. Sagamagani reports he defended his decision to bring criminal charges against Donald Trump,
saying investigations found proof beyond reasonable doubt of wrongdoing.
No one should be above the law in this country.
And at a House hearing,
and the law required that he be held to account,
Smith told lawmakers that's what he did, and politics had nothing to do with it. But as the hearing started,
it was always about politics.
Judiciary panel chair Jim Jordan.
The good chairman started by saying, it's all about the politics. Well, maybe for them, but for us, it's all about the rule of law.
And top Democrat Jamie Raskin, as the hearing split along partisan lines. Smith abandoned the cases after Trump retook the White House, citing longtime Justice Department legal opinions that sitting presidents cannot be indicted. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Minnesota, the Trump administration says at least three people, including a prominent civil rights attorney, have been arrested in connection with an anti-immigration enforcement protest that disrupted a church service Sunday. Meantime, federal agents detained a 5-year-old boy and his father, taking them to a detention facility in Texas. The school superintendent in the Minneapolis suburb of Columbia Heights says the boy was essentially used as bait to apprehend his father, who's pursuing an asylum claim. In Davos, Switzerland, President Trump met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, saying after,
"We have a ways to go. The meeting with President Putin today, as you know. The meeting was good with President Zelensky. We'll see how it turns out."
Zelensky announced 2 days of trilateral meetings with the U.S., Ukraine, and Russia will start tomorrow in the United Arab Emirates. President Trump also inaugurated his Board of Peace.
"We have peace in the Middle East. Nobody thought that was possible."
But a number of European allies have opted out. This is AP News. 8 games each in the NHL and NBA tonight. While in the NFL, the Baltimore Ravens have hired Jesse Minter as their new head coach. Minter was the LA Chargers defensive coordinator this past season. And Gethin Coolball has a look at who's up for awards.
Christian McCaffrey is the first player to be a finalist for 3 AP NFL awards, joining Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence, Drake May, and Matthew Stafford in the running for the Associated Press 2025 NFL Most Valuable Player Award. McCaffrey and May are also finalists for Offensive Player of the Year. McCaffrey and Lawrence are among the finalists for Comeback Player of the Year. The winners will be announced at NFL Honors on February 5th. A nationwide panel of 50 media members who cover the league completed voting before the playoffs began. I'm Gethin Coolball.
There are more stories and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.